the name of the one true living God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, apart from Jesus, probably no one person shows up in the Sunday Gospel readings more than John the Baptist. I've always found John a fascinating character, and in many ways I'd like to be more like John. Not in the sense that John was the greatest and last of the prophets, but John's whole mission in life was to prepare the way for the longed-for Messiah. And when the Messiah arrived, John's mission was to point people to Jesus. John was always second banana, if you will. And he felt it, and he knew it. The crowds which had come in great numbers to demand his baptism of repentance had now slowed to a thin trickle. This new prophet, more than a prophet, Jesus of Nazareth, had stolen his thunder, co-opted his methods, and was eclipsing him. And to this, elsewhere in Scripture, we read John simply said, "He must become more and more. I must become less and less." It was John's fate to be sort of like the best man at a wedding. All the interest centered on another. All the acclamations reserved for another. And he must stand by. Was he jealous? No. Because his whole mission in life was to make straight in the desert a highway for Jesus Christ. "Behold the Lamb of God," he points. He must become more and more, and I must become less and less. If you look at the end of the first chapter of Luke's Gospel, you'll find the words, "The child grew." And then in the second chapter, you'll find the same words, "The child grew." And the first time refers to John, and the second time refers to Jesus. These are the bookends of John's life, his whole biography, if you will. Outwardly, John grew up. But inwardly, it was Christ who grew within him. Now we all, I think, remember the parable of the sower. Some seed fell on good ground, it sprouted, it grew, it yielded a rich harvest. The seed is the word of God, and it came upon John in the wilderness. And the seed was sown in his heart, and what grew up in him was not John, but the Word of God, Jesus Christ. I know it's hard to picture at this time of year, but if you can imagine a field of wheat, and you see in your mind's eye a uniform surface, but you know that underneath that wheat is nettles and thistles and weeds. There's a fight going on underneath for who shall have dominion in the soil, the wheat or the weeds. And it's a struggle. Which of those shall grow higher and which shall attain the sun's light? And thankfully, it's the wheat that usually wins. And it occurs to me that this is a perfect image for your soul and mine, God being our helper. It's the image of a soul, or the soul on its way to sainthood, that God would have the upper hand, should be our prayer. That he will triumph over the weeds of pride and covetousness and resentment and self-indulgence. And I know your soul, and I know my soul, and I know how easily those weeds spring up. Grace has to struggle for mastery. And even in the most sanctified of human souls, the weeds are down there, not quite eradicated. So back to John the Baptist, pointing to Jesus and saying, "Behold the Lamb of God." John was remarkable for his lack of self-assertion. And how strong that self-assertion is, the desire to show off, to be thought of as important, to be the center of attention. And it's strongest when we're children. And all through our life, our family, our friends, our teachers, ourselves, try to weed out this character defect. But it's only driven underground. And it rears its ugly head when we get advice that we didn't ask for, or when we're passed over for a promotion, when someone else gets recognition and we don't, when we rejoice at another's sorrow and sorrow at another's joy. And I think that one of the reasons that our Lord comes to us week after week after week in Holy Communion is to make us more like John the Baptist, more Christ-assertive and less self-assertive. Those two qualities can't exist side by side, or at least they can't flourish side by side. In the field of your soul, the weeds are there, and the wheat is there. One will always get the better of the other. He must become more and more. I must become less and less. You know, you can know whether Jesus is not yet your master and your Lord, if the instinct of self-assertiveness is still strong, the I that infects our prayers, our virtue, making us want to be pure so that we can feel pure, or be humble so that we can criticize the pride of others, or be holy so that we can congratulate ourselves on being holy instead of simply wanting God's will to be done through us. And it's interesting, isn't it, that just before Holy Communion, we always quote John the Baptist, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And when John said that, he knew that he was directing his disciples to another master, that he would lose them, that he would lose his popularity, that he would lose the competition, and eventually lose his head. But he didn't mind. Behold the Lamb of God. All holy people are like this, both the great saints of the church and all the little saints that we know in our own life. With every trip to the altar rail, with every communion, our prayer ought to be that we are more Christ-assertive and less self-assertive. And in everything we do, may we point not to ourselves, but to the Lamb of God who grows within us. In the words of the Nicene Creed, let us stand and affirm the faith that comes down to us from the apostles. We believe in one God.